is a commercial-free, streaming on demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Bounty. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Sundays pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living, never ever working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Cause I really need to work, but hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 car, no $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living,
working.
Working for a living, working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. It's really all the same. Selling souls, rock and roll, any other game. Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living,
work.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Working for a living,
living
and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Another great working song. It's Huey Lewis in the News and Working for a Living. I'm Scott Goldberg. You know, Huey Lewis could have had a nice, respectable job. When he was a teen, he was headed to the Ivy Leagues. But, believe it or not, it was his dad who stopped him.
I was admitted to Cornell. I was going to go to Cornell Engineering School. My dad said, look, this is, as far as I'm concerned, you're 17. I'm only going to make you do one more thing. Don't go to college yet. I want you to bum around Europe. I was already playing the harmonica, so I took the harmonicas and I bummed around Europe for a year. Came back to Cornell. I'd had it all before because I'd been to prep school, advanced placement and everything. So I just joined bands. I didn't really have to go to class much. Then I just dropped out. I called my dad. I said, Pops, I'm going to drop out and become a musician. He said, good luck. You either know what you're doing or you don't.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Swiffer WetJet. The Swiffer WetJet is the fast and easy way I keep my floors clean.
Been. Big wheel keep on turning.
I'm Scott Goldberg. Creedence Clearwater Revival there with Proud Mary, a song about trading working for the man for the freedom of the open road, or in this case, the open river. But John Fogerty told us that when he wrote the song, he had no idea what it was about at first.
The phrase Proud Mary came to me, and I didn't even know what it meant, but I wrote it down. Then a few months later, I was feeling inspired and started strumming the guitar, and some of the first words I said were, left a good job in the city. And I finally got to the set of words that were rolling on the river, right? And, wow, what is this about? What is it? So I went and checked my songbook, and I saw the very first thing, Proud Mary. That sounds like a name of a boat.
Now, before the break, I asked you if you could name the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer who once worked as a grave digger. Well, it was a trick question, because everyone thinks that Sir Rod Stewart was a grave digger, but he actually wasn't. I'll let rock expert and radio and TV host Nick Carter explain.
I can't lie, I'm a little disappointed, because of the many rumors about Rod Stewart, that was always my favorite. So, no, he was never a grave digger. But if you haven't read his autobiography, Rod, he drops out of school at 15, he first worked as a screen printer printing walls. Paper designs, but that gig didn't last because he's colorblind. Whoops! He apprenticed for a soccer team, but he quit because he didn't like having to clean the players' cleats every morning. But where did the gravedigger talk come from? Rod says there was a couple of Saturdays up on Highgate Cemetery earning a few quid by measuring out plots and marking them off with string. He says you learn a lot about yourself doing physical work, and what I learned about myself was that I didn't like doing physical work. Rod, I came to the same conclusion years ago, and I didn't have to hang out with dead people to do it.
Outside another yellow moon has punched a hole in the nighttime mist. I climb through the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trains are full, full of all them Brooklyn girls. They try so hard to break out of their little worlds. You wave your scatter like crows. They have nothing that'll ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful, I've been in the dark. Oh, if I was the one you chose to be your only one. Oh, baby, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? Will I see you tonight? Every night is just the same on a downtown train. I know your window and I know it's late. I know your stairs and your doorway. I'll walk down your street and past your gate. Stand by the light of the four-way. You watch them as they fall. Oh, baby, they are having their heart attacks. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. Will I see you tonight on a downtown train? Every night is just the same. You leave me lonely. Will I see you tonight on a downtown train? All my dreams fall like rain on a downtown train.
downtown train. All my dreams fall like rain on a downtown train.
It was written by Tom Waits, but Rod Stewart made it a hit. It's Downtown Train on our Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day weekend. I'm Scott Goldberg. Now let's talk about some artists who weren't content with rock stardom. They had to go and get another job. We'll start with The Who's Pete Townshend. Pete always had a way with words. He wrote most of The Who's songs, and he also came up with the storylines for their concept albums. So it's no surprise that he got himself a job that put his literary talents to good use. Rock critic and author Alan White.
In the 80s, when the future of The Who was in great question, he did take a job at Faber & Faber, a very respected and esteemed publishing house in England, as an editor. And Townshend worked on real serious projects. He did a book with Brian Eno and the artist Russell Mills. He did a fantastic Jimi Hendrix biography with the British journalist Charles Charmurray. He even worked with Prince Charles on a volume of his collected speeches. He said that the job with Faber and Faber was the best job he ever had.
The Who with Bargain. I'm Scott Goldberg, and when we come back, we'll hear from a noted musician whose post-fame side job is working as a defense consultant for the U.S. government.
And I said, I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit.
We're not generally comfortable in an office setting, I would say.
I get cooped up.
I won't go into an office that's ever been used before.
It has the power to make us smile and the power to bring us to tears. It can carry us back in time and to inspire us to celebrate the big moments. For all the best and worst days, we have music, and all the music you love is right here. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
You're both getting jobs.
I'm not an advocate of quitting your job before you have another one lined up.
Stella, you're hot.
We got work to do.
You have got your whole life to work and only one chance to learn.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Febreze Car. While some car fresheners hit you with a blast of perfume, Febreze Car works differently. It gives you 40 days of consistent freshness that starts just right and stays just right. Febreze Car.
Scott Goldberg back with you on this Labor Day weekend, where we're talking about rock stars who landed interesting post-fame jobs. Multi-platinum rocker Bryan Adams took up photography years ago, but it went from being a hobby to being a career. His work has appeared in Vogue, Vanity Fair, and GQ, and he's shot ad campaigns for brands like Hugo Boss, Jaguar, and Converse. His photo of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip is even in London's National Portrait Gallery. Bryan explains what photography gives him that music doesn't.
It's about redefining yourself. It's about being a bit of a plate juggler. For me, it's about not being pigeonholed, and I like the idea of pushing things a little bit, and I love the artistic side of it. I was always drawn to music by the fact that it was such an artistic thing, and I'm drawn to photography for the same reasons.
So who would Bryan most like to photograph?
I've always wanted to do photographs of Sylvester Stallone. He's one of the great sort of American icon characters, you know. I thought that'd be great. So who knows, maybe one day it'll happen.
Found out about you and I.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes cleaning look easy.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy your things, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
Have a show about working without including that one, The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night. Now, the Beatle who came up with the title of that song, Ringo Starr, built an unusual post-fame career for himself as a children's television star. I'm sure some of you got your first exposure to Ringo when he played Mr. Conductor, the tiny narrator of the PBS series Shining Time Station.
Thomas is a steam engine, and he lives on the island of Sodor. You are interested in trains, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Splendid. Then I'll tell you a story about my friend Thomas.
After one season, Ringo was replaced by George Carlin, but that's okay. In addition to recording and touring, he's also got a photography career to keep him busy. But probably the most unlikely example of a rocker with a post-fame job involves Steely Dan. Donald Fagen and Walter Becker always came off as being really brainy, right? But it turns out the guy who played guitar for them, Jeff Skunk Baxter, was the real genius. Rock critic and author Alan White tells us how Baxter went from top session guitarist to a weapons consultant for the U.S. government.
He was very interested in the technology side of recording, and he said that the only way that he could get information about new software was reading defense publications, and became more and more interested in defense systems, and wrote a paper on the Navy Air Defense System, and eventually that reached the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, and next thing you know, the guy has security clearance and is meeting with high-ups in the national labs talking about nuclear weaponry.
You're afraid to pay the fee, so you find yourself so-
work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah.
Light the candle, put the lock upon the door. You have sent the maid home early, like a thousand times before. Like the castle in his corner in a medieval game, I foresee terrible trouble and I stay here just the same.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't wanna do your dirty work no more. Do your dirty work, oh
doing some dirty work there with Steely Dan. I'm Scott Goldberg, and I've got one last question for you. Which world-famous rock star went on to work as an EMT in New York City? The answer is coming up on ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend.
The value of hard work.
Money doesn't grow on trees. The sooner you two kids have jobs, the better.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Downy. Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried new Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. Picked up for 40 days of consistent scent. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. Yeah, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM has gone digital. The WBPM mobile network lets you communicate by text message through your phone. Use a regular studio phone number at 1-866-929-WBPM. That's 1-866-929-9276. Text that number now with the word join to receive text messages that will send you about special programming and contests, some of which will be only offered to members of the WBPM mobile network. Text the word join to our studio contest number 1-866-929-9276 to join the WBPM mobile network.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Swiffer WetJet. The Swiffer WetJet is the fast and easy way I keep my floors clean.
I don't want to play. I just want to.
Scott Goldberg back with you on this Labor Day weekend, and with one of the greatest anti-work songs of all time, it's Todd Rundgren. Bang on the Drum All Day is definitely one of Todd's more popular tracks, but that doesn't mean he has to like it.
The song is really inane, and, you know, it takes more physical energy than a lot of the other songs, but it is, you know, something of a highlight, because if that song doesn't get the audience, like, on their feet and geeking around, nothing in the show will. So I enjoy that song more from the reaction that I get from the audience than I do from actually playing it.
I'm sure a lot of other rockers agree with you when it comes to their biggest hits too, Todd. Now, before the break, I asked you which famous rock star's post-fame career involved becoming an emergency medical technician, or EMT, in New York City. The answer? None other than Diamond Dave himself, Van Halen's David Lee Roth.
You know, after he became one of the most famous rock stars on the planet, you'd probably expect a guy like David Lee Roth to do something wacky, like buy his own island or something, right?
That's ABC Entertainment contributor Andrea Dresdale.
But instead, Roth threw himself into traveling, learning new skills. He spent 2 years in Tokyo learning the art of Japanese ink painting, for example. So in the early 2000s, he trained to become an emergency medical technician. He went on more than 200 ambulance calls around New York's toughest neighborhoods. His work was legit. On one call, he saved the life of a woman who had a heart attack by using a defibrillator on her. And that's only one we know about. But I mean, can you imagine breaking your leg or something, and the guy who's loading you onto the stretcher is the same dude who sang Hot for Teacher?
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend.
Sir Brian May of Queen is a rock star, but his post-fame career has literally taken him to the stars. After becoming one of rock's greatest guitarists, May went back to school and got a degree in astrophysics, making him Sir Brian May, PhD. Rock critic and author Alan Light.
He had attended Imperial College in London. He was in a postgraduate program, an advanced program, studying math and physics when he left to go off and join Queen. But obviously, this interest was really deep-rooted in him. He did not ever let it go. And in 2007, received his PhD from Imperial College, becoming Dr. Brian May. And since then, throughout the 21st century, he's been involved in a number of space-based projects. He's been attached to projects at NASA. He has written music that's reflected different space-related themes. And so the science work has gone hand-in-hand with the music work, really at this point, for most of Brian May's career.
I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend is brought to you by Tide.
Many miles.
I'm Scott Goldberg, and there's the Police with Synchronicity 2. It pretty much makes the daily grind sound like hell, right? It's no wonder that Sting, and probably most of the artists we've heard on our special, desperately needed to believe that rock and roll could save them from having to settle for that kind of life. Here's how Sting put it in 2014.
My dream, my ambition was fairly limited. I wanted to make a living as a musician. I wanted to put food on the table, put a roof over the heads of my children through making music. I thought that was an honorable profession, and I still do. So that really was my ambition. All of the rest of it was kind of cream on the top.
Yep, rock and roll is indeed an honorable profession, Sting. And if not, well, at least it's a lot of fun. I'm Scott Goldberg. Thanks for joining me on ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day weekend. Be sure to take a break and relax this weekend and stay safe. Take care.
ABC Audio's Work Hard, Rock Harder Labor Day Weekend was written and produced by Andrea Dresdale and Tony Spina. Special thanks to Scott Goldberg, Nick Carter, Alan White, Jill Lansis, and Josh Johnson.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.